Well, there are a growing number of careers that are available within the ag industry and careers connected to the ag industry, including a career in land surveying. Joining me now is Eric Meeks. He's the president of the Indiana Society of Professional Land Surveyors. He's also the owner of Meeks & Company Professional Surveying, which is based out of Columbus in Bartholomew County. First of all, Eric, the average age of land surveyors here in Indiana, 57 years old. So as more land surveyors decide to retire here over the next 10, 15 years, there certainly is a huge need for young folks to go into the profession.
Absolutely. It's something that it hasn't really crept up on us. I mean, we've seen it tracking through the years. That age isn't getting any lower, unfortunately. We're trying to reach out. We call it workforce development. We're trying to get the word out about the opportunities in the profession. And we started pre-COVID. 2018, we really started ramping up our efforts. And then when COVID hit, that kind of just, you know, all the job fairs, all the career fairs, things like that kind of in person made it really difficult and gave us a challenge. But we're picking back up over the last year. And we're making some headway just by the numbers that are coming into the program, but we're nowhere near where we need to be.
And Eric, certainly if someone is a skilled land surveyor here in Indiana, it's a very well-paid profession.
It is, and we've come a long way to be able to say that. We've struggled through the decades with an identity to show what it is that we do. It's not that the job hasn't been around. It's just that a lot of people did not know. And I think that outreach is also a part of our work development mission to kind of shed some light on what professional surveying is in Indiana. We've made headway, but we're nowhere near where we need to be.
And Eric, as more and more land surveyors decide to retire, there's been a lot of consolidation here over the past several years. And for you and what you do with your team with Meeks & Company Professional Land Surveying, there are a surplus of jobs because there really are so few land surveyors out there to do the job.
Right. There's definitely a trend, and it's not, you know, the challenges that we face in surveying, we don't look at it as isolated to us, because obviously there's you know, the same issue with paralleling professions and across the board with the lack of people, you know, entertaining jobs and skilled labor, but, you know, something that takes esoteric knowledge to be able to complete tasks and know the profession. Yes, we stay busy. Don't get me wrong. We stay absolutely busy, and we don't look, you know, it's an opportunity for young people to get into it, to see something that's growing and take it in a direction that would kind of reverse that. And as you were saying, businesses are being consolidated just because, you know, when someone retires out, they don't necessarily have somebody that's there available to take on that role and continue that business. And what happens is records get consolidated and you know, over time that may change as well.
My guest is Eric Meeks. He's the president of the Indiana Society of Professional Land Surveyors and owner of Meeks & Company Professional Surveying in Bartholomew County. And we talk about getting the skills needed to become a land surveyor. Vincennes University offering a degree in surveying technology, Eric.
I'm a graduate of Vincennes University program, and you know, we've seen the numbers in enrollment really take a jump over the last 4 or 5 years. The degree they offer is tailored toward putting those young folks into the workforce, and most of them are hired before they graduate. It's been a mainstay of the program that there's jobs available. It's a really fruitful degree in that if you go there and you apply yourself and you graduate, you're going to have somewhere to be or somewhere to go after, and it's never been a question. So that's been really good, and the Vincennes program is ran by Jessica Hess, and she's done a great job with the program, and really we're seeing good things out of them.
Eric, talk about the connection between land surveying and farming and the ag industry, because you have a number of clients throughout Bartholomew County who are farmers in the Hope area, in Columbus, who buy and sell farmland, but also there's a need to hire land surveyors like yourself to set up farm succession plans for the farmers' children and grandchildren as well, Eric.
one of the areas that touches land surveying is estate planning. Anytime there's a family farm that may not necessarily dissolve, but, you know, be split between siblings and that kind of thing. You know, we're involved with that there. Land issues that come up in general, we're there for the farming community and for agriculture in general. If you would have told a farmer 20 years ago that they'd be using GPS in their combines and their tractors and things like that, they'd have probably chuckled a little bit. And I got an early start in agriculture, so it became an integral part of farming, GPS and the technology there, which is one and the same of the technology that we use in land surveying. Now, the equipment may be a little bit different, and the ideal and the application may be a little bit different, but at the same time, there's a lot of shared connections in there. And that, you know, it's something that in those times when you know, we've seen people with having that knowledge just working in agriculture have been a good candidate. Having that knowledge or that exposure to that technology is somebody that we can bring in and fast track to work alongside us and do what we do.
And Eric, here on Hoosier Ag Today, we talk a lot about how dangerous farming is, how dangerous the ag industry is, but also land surveying is also a very dangerous profession. Certainly not to discourage those from going into land surveying, but if anything, just want to let listeners know that if they're driving along a county road or a busy highway and you see a land surveyor or land surveyors or a truck parked to the side, please slow down and be careful, because a lot of those survey markers happen to be right there, smack dab in the middle of these busy roads and busy streets.
Yeah, monuments a lot of times fall in roads, and not only that, but a lot of the tasks and jobs that surveyors perform take us around roads and construction specifically, and even prior to construction happening, we're out there in the road collecting data for engineering design and things like that. And, you know, we kind of have a saying out there that we don't get any respect just because we sometimes when we're there, we don't have a lot of the orange barrels and things like that. But, you know, it's for anybody working along along roads and thoroughfares that we would always ask to at least let off the gas. And it's dangerous in sorts, but at the same time, you know, we practice many safety protocols as far as things we do. You know, most vehicles are outfitted with flashing lights and strobe lights and things like that, you know, and especially if you see those, you know, give us a break and kind of keep an eye out anytime.
My guest is Eric Meeks, president of the Indiana Society of Professional Land Surveyors and owner of Meeks & Company Professional Land Surveying in Bartholomew County. Eric, what message do you have for a young person who may be listening to this podcast, who may be thinking about a career in land surveying themselves?
Reach out to a land surveyor, reach out to a local land surveyor, reach out to a friend of a friend. If you know someone, if someone knows someone, try to schedule a time to sit down and talk with them, or even job shadow, or find summer employment. We, Meeks & Companies, we've had 17 high school age students work for our company through the summers, and sometimes even over breaks from school in the fall, winter, and spring months. It's a real rewarding experience for the young kids, and we've even had a couple go on to pursue careers in land surveying. But I don't know that there's a surveyor or a surveying company out there that would not grab a hold of you and try to show you the benefits of a career in land surveying. If not one-on-one, you know, like I said, we do a lot of workforce development and outreach through our Workforce Development Committee at Indiana Society of Professional Land Surveyors. One, we're trying to reach out to a broad group, but at the same time, one-on-one is so beneficial. So look at surveying programs at colleges. We're in talks with Purdue University to try to get a surveying program and degree back up and running there. Vincennes is available. Talk to the professors, check out their course catalogs, see if it's something that's in your wheelhouse as far as something you'd like to do. And there's many, many areas of surveying that are available. You know, if you want to work in the field full-time, those positions are available. If you're geared more toward the technology and office work and maybe some drafting and CAD work, that's available too. There's many possibilities, so don't think that it's something that, you know, is would exclude something that you don't see favorable or you do. At least check it out. Ask the question or get a hold of someone and see for yourself if it's something you'd like to do.
And the Indiana Society of Professional Land Surveyors Foundation also offering some scholarships for those students who are looking to go into a career in land surveying as well, Eric.
We've got several scholarships available in addition to the foundation, which I'm a director on the foundation board of directors, but in addition to that, many chapters, the Indiana Society of Professional Land Surveyors has several chapters across Indiana that serve groups of counties, and many of those chapters have scholarships as well. I think there's probably 8 or 9 scholarships available across Indiana for someone in the surveying programs statewide.
Once again, Eric Meeks, the president of the Indiana Society of Professional Land Surveyors and owner of Meeks & Company Professional Surveying in Columbus in Bartholomew County. Eric, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I certainly appreciate your time, Eric.
Thank you, CJ.